USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Top Democrats are saying a deal is close on President Biden's infrastructure bill and social spending plan, but there are still differences on how to pay for it. An agreement on the plan is still in the works, but there's a push to get it done before Biden leaves for Europe on Thursday. On Capitol Hill, demands from two key moderates, West Virginia's Joe Manchin and Arizona's Kristen Sinema, are slowing Democrats from reaching a deal. Tornado cleanup is underway in parts of Texas and Louisiana. Also in New England, people are cleaning up after a nor'easter tore through the area. More than a 500,000 customers lost power across Massachusetts, Connecticut, and in Rhode Island. As the storm blasted the region, fire erupted from an exploding transformer. The nor'easter eventually intensified into a bomb cyclone. This is USA Radio News.
Just in time for Christmas giving, the classic MyPillow bundle available right now through MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk for over 3 years now about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep. Well, now you can get a standard queen or king size MyPillow for as low as $19.98. And they'll be delivered in plenty of time for Christmas giving. This classic MyPillow bundle includes a press and pack bag so that you can put the MyPillow in the press and pack bag, pack it away for the holidays, and take it to wherever you go. You can also wrap it that way. Perfect for your Christmas giving. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and click on the classic MyPillow bundle. Save yourself a bunch of money on a MyPillow right now by going to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA.
A jury has been seated in a trial regarding the 2017 Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. The trial will decide whether the organizers should be held accountable for the violence that turned deadly. Amy Spitalnick is the executive director of Integrity First for America, which brought the lawsuit on behalf of some of the victims of the violence.
The facts are clear. This was a conspiracy motivated by racism.
Investigators say there were safety issues and negligence involving how weapons were handled on the New Mexico movie set Rust, starring Alec Baldwin. A live round inside Baldwin's gun killed the cinematographer and wounded the director. Santa Fe County Sheriff Aiden Mendoza.
We're still going to determine. We'll send the firearm that was fired by Mr. Baldwin to the crime lab and do a functionality test. Obviously, it did fire a live round.
Investigators say it's too soon to know if they will file charges. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 24. Online bingo is now America's favorite pastime activity. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com to play Bingo Treasure for free. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. It's all free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry! Free accounts are limited.
Iran will resume talks on its nuclear program in November, the country's top negotiator said, but it's unclear if the United States will participate. The Biden administration had previously said it wanted to be involved in any negotiations, according to the New York Times. Talks to reinstate the 2015 Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, known casually as the Iran nuclear deal, were stalled in June after Ebrahim Raisi won Iran's presidential election. He urged the United States to lift sanctions put in place after former President Trump withdrew from the JCPOA. He said Iran wouldn't return to international talks over its nuclear plan until the sanctions were removed, and he didn't consider it necessary to meet with President Biden. Iran stopped complying with the JCPOA after former President Trump withdrew from the agreement. New research shows that Christmas shoppers will be out in droves this holiday season. USA's Tim Berg reports.
The National Retail Federation says this upcoming holiday season could break records. Sales could be as high as $859 billion, which means growth could top 10%. Last year's sales total grew by just over 8% and came in at $770.3 billion. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.